أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون. ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نتو سحره نتشعره ما خدا زند کلامه نتو سحره خدا کا زندہ کلام جو نہ لٹ سکے وہی نقش ہوں جو نہ دب سکے وہ پیام نہ تو سحر زبانوں کی فصاحتیں میرے آگے سجدہ گنا ہوئی میرا مثل کو نہ لا سکا میرا مثل کو نہ لا تعالى الكلام نتصحره ونتشامله مجھے جس نے کر لیا رہنما وہ راہ نجات پر آ گیا مجھے جس نے کر لیا رہنما وہ راہ نجات پر آ گیا میں ہدایتوں کا چراغ ہوں میں جو عداوتوں میں سے مبتلا انہیں میں نے شیر و شکر کیا جو عداوتوں میں سے مبتلا انہیں میں نے شیر و شکر کیا میں زبان شیر مقال ہوں میں زبان شیر مقال ہوں میں پیام امن و سلام ہوں نہ تو سحر ہوں نہ تو شعر ہوں یہ زمین پہ بھی میں فلک پہ بھی میں سفر میں بھی میں حضر میں بھی یہ زمین پہ بھی میں فلک پہ بھی میں سفر میں بھی میں حضر میں بھی کبھی بادشاہ لب پہ ہوں کبھی بادشاہ لب پہ ہوں کبھی درد اہل خیال ہوں نہ تو سحر ہوں نہ تو شعر ہوں میرے ہر وقت پہ نماز کی نظر آئے گی تمہیں ہر ادا میرے ہر وقت نماز کی نظر آئے گی تمہیں ہر ادا میں رکوع ہوں میں سجود ہوں میں رکوع ہوں میں سجود ہوں میں قعود ہوں میں قیام ہوں نہ تو سحر ہوں نہ تو شعر میرے دم سے کر لے زبیر تو ذرا دل کو نور کا آئینہ میرے دم سے کر لے زبیر تو ذرا دل کو نور کا آئینہ میں جہاں لے لوں میں جہاں
Now, my dear listeners, before I call upon our respected and esteemed guest of honor, my respected Ustaz, we were fortunate to study many subjects by including the whole Bukhari Sharif from beginning to end. My Sheikh and my spiritual mentor and fatherly figure for me, محمود العلماء والمشايخ شيخ الحديث زي مولانا محمد سليم دوراس كتب الله. I'd just like to share with you one thing, my dear brothers. Because the system of life is النِّعْمَةُ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ. That a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is lost, it is only then when we realize how much of a great bounty it was. My dear respected elders and brothers, these ulama and mashaykh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in our midst, literally doorsteps away from us. My dear brothers, these are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has kept them in various places so that they can become a torch and a means of guidance in these times of darkness. I would like to mention one quality about our respected Shaykh. My dear brothers, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. None of you can be a complete believer until you love for your Muslim brother that which you love for yourself. Nobody likes to be sworn up, so don't swear at anybody else. You would like, when you're in need, somebody helps you. So when somebody else is in need, then make sure you help them as well. And this is a very, very high quality in itself. Because in the time that we are living in, it's the era of selfishness. Everyone is just worried about themselves, they're just bothered about themselves. Me, my family, we are under one roof, we are comfortable. My income is safe, why do I need to worry about anybody else suffering around me? Even though it could be my own blood. We live in this time of selfishness. My point is, this is a very high quality in itself. That you are able to love for others and hope for others, desire for others what you love for yourself. Then what could you say about that person who loves for others more than what he wants for himself? Allahu Akbar. He desires for others and works hard and toils for others more than he toils for his own benefit. My dear respected brothers, I am forcing myself and holding my jazbat and my emotions. Otherwise, I will just start a whole recording of the 13 years that I have seen my respected Shaykh in. And the different qualities, and just this quality I've seen inside of my respected Shaykh. That whenever anyone else is in need, he could be in that same need, but his need will be pushed to one side, and he will toil for that other person more than he will toil for himself. Someone else is sick, Shaykh himself is sick. But Shaykh will more worry about how can I help this person? Can I contact anybody who can help this person? Yeah, he is somewhere where nobody else can help him. Can we send somebody to help him? He is going through such a problem. Can we do anything for him? Shaykh, you're going through the same problem yourself. But Shaykh will put his affairs to the side. Someone comes to visit him, he's come from far. Shaykh, you haven't slept for 24 hours. And wisdom and any sound person will say that Shaykh, doesn't matter, we will turn him away and you need to rest at this time. The Shaykh will say, no. Why should I inconvenience somebody else just for the comfort for myself? So on many, many occasions, my dear brothers, I have seen that my respected Shaykh, he would put aside his comfort. So this is not لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. This is أَكْثَرَ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. More than he loves for his own self, he will love for others. And Allahu Akbar, this can just reflect and tell us how much concern my dear brother Shaykh has for the Muslim Ummah. Those who have seen Shaykh closely, Ajib, you will go to him after a very, very long time. And some, your own neighbor could be so sick. And when you get to Shaykh will say, how are you, etc. And Shaykh will remember at that time too. And it's playing on his mind that your neighbor is very sick, what has happened. And you feel guilty at that time, I haven't even gone to visit him, and Shaykh 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away, he's worried about that person. He's concerned about that person, Allah. And my dear brothers, there will be times where Allahu Akbar, we have seen him and completely we will say that he's finished, the battery is completely empty. Even then, whilst lying on the bed, Shaykh is asking, but did anybody help that person who was going through this trouble? And we are thinking, Shaykh, you haven't slept for so long, you need rest, you are ill, even then you are so concerned about other people. My dear respected brothers, my point being, such people we have in our midst who have sacrificed their whole lives for khidmat al-khalq, to help people out, especially with regards to their dini umur and their dini and their religious matters. And every single one of us, hands on heart, my dear brothers, we know deep inside that right now we are in need of somebody to guide us. Right now we are in need of someone to show me a direction in life. My dear brothers, at our doorstep, literally, miles, just a few miles away from us, we have someone who, they are ready to sacrifice their time for us. They are ready to sacrifice their natural needs, their necessities for us to help you and I in these times of fitna and in these times of darknesses. My dear brothers, we have no excuse but to utilize the mashayikh and the ulama that we have around us. So this is coming back to the point that an-ni'mat idha fuqidat urifat. Right now, we have this lighthouse amongst us. Right now, we have this lantern amongst us. My dear brothers, when that lantern, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our respected shaykh a very, very long life. But once this lantern will, the light will finish, my dear brothers, the light will continue. But once the lantern itself, the candle will go out, then my dear brothers, we will realize how much zulm we had done on ourselves. That we had someone ready to help us, always available to us, but you and I didn't take benefit. So my message being that wherever you can benefit, you find a good alim, you find a good sheikh, then connect yourselves to him so that in your deeni matters you can make some progress and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother, whatever you see here, in the form of the academy, in the form of my respected colleague who are doing khidmah over here as well, and this whole institute, Al-Ihsan Academy in itself, my dear brothers, we just look like the car. The real steering wheel and the real drive behind all of this is none other than my respected Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Salim Barasa, Hafizahullah. And his achievements can go on, my dear brothers, but in short, we have a great personality amongst us. It is my and your responsibility to take benefit before it is too late, and we have no answer to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the Day of Judgment without being a hindrance between yourselves and our guests. Inshallah, I'll let you respect my respected Ustaz, inshallah, come forward and in that, in the Academy.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the only being that is worthy of praise. The first verse of the glorious Quran is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises, all forms of praises are for Allah, who is the cherisher of all the worlds. A And if we observe some good in someone, or if we hear from someone regarding some good in someone, and if that good is established, then that good is also given by Allah. So again, the praise is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we see any good anywhere in the world, in the sun, in the moon, in the fruits, in the vegetables, in food, in our parents, in our teachers, in our mashayikh, in our students, in institutes, in masajid, whatever good we observe, wherever it may be, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is for this reason we have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, all praises be to Allah, because He is the creator of all good. And we are all indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the millions of favors that He showers upon us at all times. The favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to comprehend with the faculty of intellect, they are very less in number in comparison to those favors which we are unable to comprehend with the faculty of intellect. There are so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we do not realize to be the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very simple example: daily we enter the lavatory and relieve ourselves, a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask those people who are unable to relieve themselves. Go to the hospital and see that patient who is unable to relieve himself. How much pain and how much difficulty and how much inconvenience he is experiencing. It is for this reason when we leave the lavatory, we have been taught by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to say, Alhamdulillah, Ghufranak Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only through His qudra, only through His power, removes from our body those parts of the food and drink that was harmful for our body. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves within our body those parts of the food and drink which is beneficial for our body. So we say, Alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who removed from my body those items which were harmful for the body. Wa'afani. And He has granted me safety and He has granted me good health by keeping in my body those things which were beneficial for my body. So millions of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are showering upon us all the time. Alhamdulillah, we are all healthy today. So healthy that we were able to come to this gathering. And we were able to sit in this gathering. As a result of ill health, There are many people who are unable to come today. As a result of ill health, there are many people who wanted to come, but because of weak health, they would not be able to sit in this gathering for 2 hours, 3 hours. We were all healthy. Allah gave us the tawfiq to come. That is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were able to perform Maghrib Salah, favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many ulama and mashayikh, teachers of hadith, people who have been toiling for deen in this country for decades. Because we are young, we don't know these people. Some people become famous, some people remain unsung heroes. They have been toiling since 1960s, 1970s. And as a result of their toiling, we are seeing institutes such as Al Ehsan Academy sprouting. They are the pioneers and they are the founders of all these institutes. Many of whom are sleeping in the graveyards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten their graves. And some of them are here today sitting in this gathering. My very honorable Hazrat Maulana Ismail Bhutta Sahib, Muddazilluhumul Ali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen his shadow upon all of us. I remember during my childhood, Hazrat Maulana is one of those people who were very active in establishing the Darul Uloom Bari. And in those initial stages, I remember Hazrat Maulana coming from Bolton with a group of people and staying in my home for days. Not day trip, not for a few hours. Spending days in Leicester, 3 days, 4 days, sometimes a week. And my late father, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who had lot of love for Maulana, and Maulana also had lot of love for my father. They were both very close. I can still see those scenes where they would sit down, they would discuss how to raise money in order for the Darul Uloom to move forward. So they toiled. They toiled in 70s, in 60s. So we have muhaddisin here, we have mufassirin here, those people who are teaching tafsir, those people who are teaching hadith, muftis in this gathering, we have mashayikh in this gathering, there are many other individuals. Mulan Abdullah Dalal Sahib, one of the pioneers of Upton Lane Masjid. And then we have young huffaz. The company of such people is a blessing for all of us. Then the completion of the glorious Quran by a few individuals today in this gathering. Just in this gathering, imagine, just in this gathering, how many favors Allah is showering upon us. Allah is granting me the ability to say things. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person cannot utter a single word. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not desire, I would not be able to utter a single word. We are like tape recorders. And a tape recorder cannot say anything without a cassette. A CD player cannot say anything without the CD. We are not the computers. We are not the computers. Computer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are only monitors. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires us with, we are able to share with people. Without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot share a single word. Without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to even say subhanallah. We will not be able to say even alhamdulillah. We will not be able to say even Allahu Akbar. I myself have experienced on dozens of occasions where the virtues of subhanallah is mentioned. You are only able to see me, but I am able to see the whole gathering. So when the virtues of subhanallah are mentioned, Allah grants certain people the tawfiq to say subhanallah. They say subhanallah when they hear. When they hear the virtues of subhanallah, Allah grants them the understanding and they say subhanallah. And many a times I have experienced that majority of the people do not say subhanallah. They are listening to the virtues of subhanallah, and simply whilst listening to the speaker, you just have to, without any effort, say subhanallah. But no, the people don't say subhanallah. And then I have experienced on many occasions where I say that alhamdulillah, there are so many virtues of subhanallah, so I urge all my brothers to say subhanallah at least once. Even then I find certain lips not moving. Even upon my saying that there are so many virtues of subhanallah, please brothers, say subhanallah once at least. Even then I see so many lips not moving. We cannot do anything without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was encouraged by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to frequently recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Musa, ala adulluka ala kanzim min kunuzil jannati? Shall I not inform you regarding a treasure from the treasures of Jannah? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, kanzum min kunuzil Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A person cannot carry out any good deed and a person cannot abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla, there is no ability. Wa la quwwata, there is no ability. Hawl means ability, quwwa means ability. No ability, but with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these two abilities? One is to obey Allah and one is to abstain from disobedience to Allah. One is to carry out the do's and one is to abstain from the don'ts. So la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, these two abilities, ability to carry out the do's and ability to abstain from the don'ts, is only through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many favors, my friends, so many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering upon us at all times. And whatever we find within ourselves, whatever good we are able to see within ourselves, it is only through the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that despite we not having any good in ourselves, people are able to see good in ourselves. Despite having no good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a veil between ourselves and the eyes of the people. And whenever they see us, they are only able to see that veil. And in that veil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so many good things that when people see us, they cannot see our faults, they only see our good. And then they praise us. So when they are praising us, my friends, they are not praising us. In reality, they are praising the veil that Allah has created between ourselves and them. Imam Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, whenever somebody would praise him, would make this dua, Allahumma anta alamu bi min nafsi, wa ana alamu bi nafsi min al-nas. Whenever he would hear people praising, he would say, Allahumma anta alamu bi min nafsi, O Allah, you know me more than I know myself. You know me more than I know myself. Wa ana alamu bi nafsi min al-nas, and I know myself more than people know me. So you are more aware of me than myself, or I am more aware of myself than the other people. I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. I know the good that I have and I know the evil that I have. But despite that, wallah, you have concealed me. You have concealed my faults. This is your ni'mat upon me. You have concealed me. Allahumma kfirli ma la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, there are so many things that they are unaware of. Forgive me for the wrong, for the evil that I have within myself and they are unaware of. And they are praising me despite me having nothing, no goodness, no khair in me. Despite that, they are praising me. Oh Allah, this is a great favor of you. On the day of Qiyamah, لا تُوَاخِذْنِي بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, do not question me regarding the praises of the people. Do not make me the victim of self-conceit. Do not make me the victim of pride. That yes, I am something, I am something. Just because people are saying I am something. No, we must all realize our worth, my friends. Whenever we hear people praising, we should always turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, this is your fadl. This is nothing but your favor. This is nothing but bounty from you. That you are concealing my faults. And people are only able to see the good in me and not the evil that is within me. Oh Allah, remove that evil from me. And increase the good. Increase whatever little good that is within me. So Maulana Farhan, who is a graduate of our Islamic Dawah Academy, naturally, I am his teacher. He sees me as a fatherly figure, and he has lot of love for me. I also have lot of love for him. May this love remain only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may this love materialize in this world and also in the hereafter. So naturally, when we love somebody, it is natural not to be able to recognize their faults. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءَ يُعْمِي وَيُسِمُّ. When you love somebody, then you become blind and you become deaf. Your love for somebody will make you blind and deaf. That means that you will not be able to see the faults that lie within that person. And if somebody informs you regarding the evils of that person, your ears will not accept it. If somebody praises that person, yes, you will be able to listen and you will be able to note down everything in your heart and mind. But if somebody mentions any shortcomings, your heart and mind will not register. When you look at that person, you will only be able to see good. You will not be able to see the evil side of that person. So as a result of his love for me, naturally, he is only able to see good in me. And that is his plus point. When people praise us, that is not our plus point, that is their plus point, that they are so good, that they are able to see the good in ourselves and they are able to ignore the bad that is within ourselves. And we should take this as a good omen, and we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that, oh Allah, you have concealed me in this world. Oh Allah, conceal me at the time of death also. Conceal me in the grave also. And conceal me on the day of Qiyamah also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concealing people is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when people have good thoughts regarding us, we should say that, oh Allah, in a hadith Qudsi, you have said, Ana inda zanni abdi bi. I deal with people according to their thoughts. So Allah, this servant of yours has so many good thoughts about me. Please deal with him and me according to his thoughts. And make me the way he thinks about me. This should not become a means for our becoming a victim of superiority complex. We should always turn to our real life, our reality. And we should always see the evils within ourselves and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, my friends. This gathering today is associated to the Quran, the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran. Glorious Quran. It is the experience of the pious people that those people who attach themselves to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the khidmah of deen, khidmah of hadith and khidmah of Quran from their children and from their progeny. Hazrat Maulana Ismail Sahib will vouch for my father that my father had lot of affection for ulama. Lot of affection for ulama. Lot of affection for huffaz. Lot of affection for qurra. Lot of affection for muftis. And lot of affection for pious people, pious personalities. Pious personalities. And he was very welcoming, very welcoming, very welcoming. The people of Madaris, my house was the center for people of Madaris. Very welcoming. And I always say that there are many causes in my progress. Whatever progress people see in my life, there are many causes. But the main cause is my father's affection towards ilm and the people of ilm. And the marakis of ilm. Shah Waliul Asab Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. His father is Shah Abdul Rahim Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And his grandfather is Shah Wajihuddin Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Shah Abdul Rahim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, leading scholar of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him for the khidmat of deen, for the khidmat of Quran, for the khidmat of ahadith, for the khidmat of the ummah. And Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi is the Musnadul Hind. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, during his time, said that I wrote to all the leading teachers of hadith from all schools of thought in the subcontinent. From all schools of thoughts. Asking them whether any of them is teaching hadith with the chain of hadith, with a chain of hadith which does not go through Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Is there any muhaddith in India who is teaching hadith with a chain of hadith which does not pass through Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi? And Shaykh al-Aziz Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, from all schools of thoughts, Deobandis, Barelvis, Ahli Hadith, all schools of thought, not a single muhaddith responded by saying that yes, I am teaching Bukhari Sharif and my chain leading to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through a chain where Shah Waliullah Sahib does not come in between. Even today, all the people who teach a hadith, those associated to Indian subcontinent and some Arab ulama also, they have a chain of narration which passes through Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Musnadul Hind. Every chain of narration passes through Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So his father Shah Abdul Rahim Rahmatullahi Alayhi was a great scholar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him for the service of Quran and Ahadith. Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Allah used him for the service of Quran and Ahadith. And then the sons of Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Rafiuddin Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and Shah Abdul Ghani Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and Shah Abdul Qadir Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Four. Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis. Muhaddis became part of their name. Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Abdul Ghani Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Muhammad Rafi Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Rafiuddin Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Abdul Qadir Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used all four of them for the service of ahadith, for the service of the Quran. And then the grandson of Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Shah Muhammad Ishaq Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, Allah used him for the service of the Quran, service of the ahadith. The ulama have stated that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put lot of barakah in this family And in the progeny of Shah Wajihuddin was because of the respect and the love that Shah Wajihuddin had for the Quran. Extreme love for the Quran, Shah Wajihuddin Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the grandfather of Shah Waliullah Sahib Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. One of the prime causes for this family becoming so popular in the service of Quran, in the service of Hadith. Shah Abdul Qadir Rahmatullahi Alayhi was the first person to translate the Quran into the Urdu language. And his translation was so perfect that the academies of the time said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran in the Urdu language, it would have been in this form. In trying to explain the beauty of the translation, the authenticity of the translation, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran in the Urdu language, it would have been something like this. Until today, it is a very renowned and very acceptable translation of the Quran. Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullahi, Shah Abdul Qadir Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi Ali. And the whole family known as Shahan-e-Hind. Shahan-e-Hind. Great service, my friends. Why? Because Shah Wajihuddin Rahmatullahi Ali had lot of attachment for the Quran, lot of love for the Quran. So my friends, let us attach ourselves to the Quran. How do we attach ourselves to the Quran? By reciting the Quran. By learning the Quran, by reciting the Quran, by sitting in the company of the Huffaz, by sitting in the company of the Qurra, and by learning how to recite the Quran correctly. And thereafter, continually reciting the Quran. As much as possible. Try to recite the Quran as much as possible. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran. At the moment, my friends, we have no connection to the Quran. No recitation. Those people who recite the Quran, it is not with the correct pronunciation, not with tajweed. And we need to sit in the company of the ulama and understand the message of the Quran. And thereafter we need to try our utmost to practice this message of the Quran. And if we are unable to, then we need to go to the mashayikh. And from the mashayikh learn how to practice the Quran. And thereafter we need to pass on the message to the Quran as far and wide as possible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came into Masjid-e-Nabawi. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, jalastu fi isabatin min du'afai al-muhajirin. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that one day I went into the Masjid Nabawi and I saw a group of poor muhajirin who did not have many resources, who had just migrated from other parts of the country, majority of them from Makkah Mukarrama. And I saw them sat in Masjid Nabawi. So Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I also sat with them. He said that they were so poor and so destitute that they could barely cover their bodies. They could barely cover their bodies from navel to under the knees. They were covering their bodies only the satar. But even in covering the satar, the cloth was so less that they were trying, in order to cover the satar, they were trying to hide their bodies behind each other. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala says that jalastu fi isabatin min du'afai al-muhajirin wa ba'duhum yastatiru bi ba'din min al-'uriyyah. And he said that a qari was reciting the Quran. So the Sahaba-e Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain had connection with the Quran. A group of muhajirin, poor, destitute, no resources, they are sitting in the Quran. One qari is reciting the Quran and the others are listening. And this program was not similar to the programs we have today, that we have a Qari from Egypt, we have a Qari from Pakistan, we have a Qari from India, and the masjid is full. Masjid is full. Only Allah knows the intention of the Qari. But as far as the public is concerned, they are only there to enjoy the recitation of the Quran. Not enjoy spiritually, enjoy from the nafs point of view. From the nafs point of view. If we had connection to the Quran, we would enjoy anybody's recitation. We would enjoy the recitation in Taraweeh also. Why is it that we don't enjoy the Quran in Taraweeh? Why is it that we always look for that masjid where Taraweeh is the shortest? Our nafs enjoys the Quran, not the ruh. There are two parts within ourselves. One is ruh, one is nafs. When the ruh is connected to the Quran, then a person will be able to enjoy any program related to the Quran, whether the Qari is from Egypt, Pakistan, or local and simple. And when a person enjoys a particular Qari only, long breath and very melodious tone, and when he is performing salat behind his local imam, even Maghrib becomes difficult for him. This is a sign that the ruh is not enjoying, it is the nafs that is enjoying. I am sorry to say this, my friends. But in this day and age, the programs of qiraah, the programs of naseeds, it is for our nafs, not our ruh. It is for nafs, not ruh. If we were enjoying the program of the qiraat, if the ruh was enjoying it, what would the ruh have enjoyed more? Only the recitation or the tafsir of the Quran? The message of the Quran. The ruh would have enjoyed the tafsir and the message of the Quran more. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmeen would sit together, they would recite the Quran to one another, and they would listen to the Quran from one another. And not only did they recite and listen to the Quran for the enjoyment of the nafs, it was for the enjoyment of the ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do people not ponder over the message of the Quran? Do people not ponder over the message of the Quran? Or are there locks on their hearts? That means there are two categories of people. One category of people, those who ponder over the message of the Quran. And the other category, who do not ponder over the message of the Quran. If people are unable to ponder over the message of the Quran, that is a sign that their hearts are locked as far as Hidayah is concerned. Their hearts are closed. My friends, we should read the Quran. We should prepare ourselves before reciting the Quran. Perform wudu. Apply perfume. Sit with respect facing the Qibla. And then mentally prepare yourself that I am reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am reciting the Quran, and my Allah is listening to the Quran. My Allah is listening to the Quran. And then with the Akhirah in mind, with Jannat in mind, with Jahannam in mind, recite the Quran. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in benefited from the Quran, my friends, spiritually. Spiritually. It was not food for their nafs, it was food for their ruh. So Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says that one Qari was reciting the Quran. The rest of us were listening to the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. One Qari is reciting the Quran. Imagine, my friends, a gathering of the Sahaba who were able to understand the Quran. So a Qari is reciting the Quran. with tajweed, and the rest of them are pondering over the message of the Quran, and they are trying to understand the message of the Quran. And Abu Sayyid Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala says that whilst we were engaged in this amal, suddenly comes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam comes and he stands within the gathering. And he says, he comes and he stands within the gathering. And when the Qari realizes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived, he becomes silent. Out of respect for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to teach them something. Maybe they are doing wrong, so he has come to reprimand them. When the Qari became silent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." My friends, let us try our utmost to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us try to follow the ways of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not ask yourself, is this farz? Is this wajib? Is this sunnah? Is this mustahab? Is this nafal? It's only nafal. It's only mustahab. It's only sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Majority of the people don't practice deen. And those who practice deen, they only practice deen out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No love for Allah. No love. I'm going for Isha Salat. 4 rakat sunnah ghair muakkada. Not necessary. Because if I don't perform 4 sunnah ghair muakkada, Allah will not punish me. Allah will not punish me. 4 rakat farz, I have to perform it. 2 sunnah muakkada, I have to. Because if I don't, Allah will punish me. 2 nafal, not necessary. Allah will not punish me. 3 wajib, I have to because Allah will punish me. 2 nafal, no problem. Allah will not punish me. We only do those things where we fear Allah. Can we not do anything out of love for Allah? The ulama have stated that when a person carries out only what is compulsory, that means he has fear of Allah. And when a person carries out something which is voluntary, that means he has love for Allah. For how long are we going to spend this life of fear, 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 fear? I'm doing this because fear. I'm doing this because fear. I'm doing this. When are we going to love Allah? We cannot say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we enter our homes, we don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we leave our homes, we don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do we not realize, my friends, that how much we are depriving our own families, our own mothers, our own fathers, our own wives, our own husbands, our own children? Which Muslim doesn't want safety for his family? Which Muslim doesn't want the mercy of Allah descending upon his family? Which Muslim doesn't want barakah descending upon his family? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace of Allah, may the rahmat of Allah, and may the barakah of Allah be upon you. Why, my friends? Why? Why? Why can we not pray for our families? Whenever we enter home, we should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And those in the home should say Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah will fill the family with safety. Allah will fill the family with rahmah. Allah will fill the family with barakah. Allah will resolve all our problems of this world and the hereafter, inshallah. Things will change for the better as a result of this dua. When we meet each other, we should say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Madinah Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala says that the very first sentence that I heard from him, when he entered Medina Munawwara, the very first words that I heard from him was, Afshus Salam, spread Salam. Afshus Salam, spread Salam. What is Mutam? Feed people. Afshus Salam, spread Salam. What is Mutam? Feed people. Wasilul Arham. Untie the bond of kinship. Be good to your relatives. وَقُومُوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ قِيَامُ. And when people are sleeping at night, wake up for tahajjud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned four things only. Spread salam, feed people according to your ability, be good with your relatives, perform tahajjud salah. What will Allah grant you? تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ. You will enter Jannah with safety. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, لَا تَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not be able to enter Jannah until you become perfect mu'min, perfect believers. If you do not become perfect believers, first you will have to go into Jahannam and then Jannah. If you become perfect believers, you will go direct into Jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not be able to enter Jannah directly without having to go in Jahannam, unless you become perfect believers. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى تَحَابُّوا. And you will not be able to become perfect believers until you love each other. Love each other. Muslims should love each other. Muslims should have feelings for each other. Muslims should have concern for each other. There should be no discrimination. Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Turkish, Arab. No. No. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable amongst you is the one who has the most taqwa. This is the only element of superiority, taqwa. Being Indian is not element of superiority. Being Pakistani is not element of superiority. Being Arab is not an element of superiority. Being Ajam, non-Arab, is not element of superiority. Being white is not element of superiority. Being black is not element of superiority. Being a Sayyid is not element of superiority. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ بَتَّى بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرَعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. The one whose good deeds will keep him behind on the day of Qiyamah, his family lineage will not take him forward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his daughter, Fatima radiyallahu anha, Ya Fatima, salini min mali ma shayti. O Fatima, as far as this world is concerned, I will be able to assist you. Ask from me whatever you want. But as far as the hereafter is concerned, ankadi nafsiki minan nar. As far as the hereafter is concerned, only your good amal will save you on the day of Qiyamah. أَنْكَدِي نَفْسَكِ مِنَ النَّارِ فَإِنِّي لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Because I will not be able to help you on the day of Qiyamah as far as the reckoning is concerned. إِلَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ أَحْمَرَ وَلَا أَسْوَدٍ إِلَّا أَنْ تَفْضُلَهُ بِتَقْوَى. Because you are white or because you are black, you are not superior. White race is not superior. Black race is not superior. You can only become superior through taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your faces. Allah does not look at your bodies, the color of your bodies. No. وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah looks at your hearts. What is in your heart? Sincerity? Genuineness? Love for people? Humbleness, sabr, shukr, tawakkul, iman. What is in your heart? Love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah looks at your hearts and Allah looks at your amal, your deeds. And then He will decide. Love. Create love, my friends. Love. La tahasadu. Do not be jealous of each other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tahasadu. Do not be jealous of each other. وَلَا تَبَاغَزُ. Do not have hatred for each other. وَلَا تَدَابَرُ. Do not turn your faces away from each other. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانَا. Be the servants of Allah and be brothers. Be brothers. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant shade under His throne even before the reckoning. VIP treatment as soon as people will be resurrected. Allah will grant shade under His throne to those people. رَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ. Those two individuals who loved each other only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's natural to have differences of opinion. I may have differences of opinion with my ulama colleagues, Maulana Salim Nawab Sahib. I may have differences of opinion with Maulana. Maulana may have differences of opinion with me. But we need to learn to agree to disagree. That as far as this issue is concerned, you have your dalail, I have my dalail. You have your evidences, I have my evidences. Alhamdulillah, let us agree to disagree now. As far as all the other things are concerned, let us move forward. Why should just one issue divide the ummah? 999 issues we are agreed upon. Only one issue is dividing the ummah. Why? Sometimes insignificant, petty issues divide families, divide brothers, divide the son and the father. Remember, my friends, one day we will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will have to answer for everything we are doing in this world. A person will not be able to become a perfect believer until he loves his Muslim brother. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not be able to enter Jannah until you become perfect believers, and you will only be able to become perfect believers if you love each other for the pleasure of Allah. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I not guide you to something? If you begin to follow, you will begin to love each other. Shall I not show you something that will become a means of love coming in your hearts for each other? So this is the key now. This is the key. Sahaba said, why not, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afshu salam baynakum. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam amongst you. Sometimes naturally we are hurt. And naturally we become unhappy. Naturally we want to keep away from somebody. Maulana Salim Sahib has done this against my wishes. He said something which I dislike, which has hurt me. So naturally we want to stay away from each other. How can we join the hearts together? Whenever we meet, we need to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This Assalamu alaikum and wa alaikum assalam will wash the dirt of the hearts. But no, when we see each other, we cross roads. We change our ways. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So we all said, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And then he posed a question, Mada kuntum tasma'oon? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what were you doing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. Because he came into the Masjid Nabi, he saw the gathering, he came near the gathering and he saw that one was reciting, the others were listening. That was their Darse Quran. Because the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, majority of them did not need any explanation because they had learnt it direct from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they would just recite and understand the message of the Quran. So that was their Darse Quran. One was reciting the Quran, the others were listening to the message of the Quran. Why? With the intention of practicing, with the intention of propagating. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that they were reciting the Quran. One was reciting, others were listening. But he asked, what were you doing? Why did he ask? He asked because he was sitting in his home and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam had said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has instructed me to instruct you to go into the Masjid Nabawi and sit with that group. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to know what was the speciality of this group that Allah has ordered me to sit with them. Imagine, my friends, Allah is ordering Sayyidul Mursaleen to sit in the company of Du'afaul Muhajirin, poor Muhajirin, poor, destitute people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to know the reason. Are they engaged in zikr? Are they engaged in da'wah and tabligh? Are they engaged in salat? Are they engaged in anything else? Do they have anything else in their hearts and minds? I want to know why Allah has instructed me to come here. What are they doing? Mada kuntum tasna'un? What were you doing? So they said, kunna nastami'u ila kitabillah. They did not say, kunna nasma'u ila kitabillah. Nasma'u is to listen. And istima' is to listen carefully. Kunna nastami'u ila kitabillah. We were listening carefully to the Quran. We were listening carefully to the Quran. And this is the order that Allah has given to every mu'min. Idha quriya al-Quran, fastami'u lahu wa ansitu. When the Quran is recited, when the Quran is recited in the form of recitation in salah or outside salah, or when the Quran is recited and explained in the form of darse Quran, idha quriya al-Quran, whenever the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُ. Become silent and listen to it carefully. If you do that, what will happen? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Allah will shower His mercies upon you. So Allah will shower His mercies only upon listening to the Quran? No. If you remain silent and with respect and adab, if you listen carefully to the Quran, then Allah will grant you the tawfiq to practice the Quran. And as a result, Allah will shower His mercies upon you. So they said, we were listening very carefully to the Quran. We were listening carefully to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it was fixed that they were doing only one thing. They were engaged in learning and teaching the Quran. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi. الحمد لله الذي جعل من أمتي من أمرت أن أصبر نفسي معهم. All praises be to Allah who has created in my ummah such people with whom I have been ordered to come out of my house and sit with. Those people who engage in learning and teaching, they are so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even Sayyidul Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that go in Masjid Nabawi and sit with such people. And today, my friends, we have no time to participate in the durus of the Quran. No time. No time. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, once a week. Darse Quran in English, in Urdu, alhamdulillah, in Bengali, all in Bangla, in many languages, Darse Quran is taking place. And we are fortunate. I travel abroad also. There are so many countries where in the whole country not a single Darse of Quran takes place for the layman. In the whole. The state of Gujarat in India is considered to be a very religious state. The Muslims of Gujarat are considered to be very religious. You will seldom find in Gujarat Darse Quran taking place in Masjid. In England, alhamdulillah, majority of the Masajid, Darse Quran is taking place. And who is imparting the durus of the Quran? Capable ulama. Ulama who are teaching tafsir. Ulama who are teaching hadith. Capable ulama are imparting the rules of the Quran. But we have no time. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed to go and sit with the people who are engaged in learning and teaching the Quran. My friends, let us leave this gathering with this firm resolution that inshallah we will connect ourselves to the Quran. I am concluding now. Let us connect ourselves to the Quran. And how do we correct ourselves? Number one, by learning to recite the Quran correctly. Number two, by making sure that we recite the Quran daily. The Huffaz should recite minimum of 3 juz daily. The Huffaz, they should recite minimum of 3 juz daily. Minimum of 3 juz. Majority of which should be in Salat. If a Hafiz recites 3 juz daily, majority in Salat, he will never forget the Quran. And the non-Huffaz should try to recite at least 1 juz daily. And in the initial stages, if this becomes difficult, then recite 3/4. If 3/4 is too much, recite half. If half is too much, begin with quarter. And if quarter is too much, begin with 1 ruku, but daily. Daily 1 ruku with the intention of taking it all the way to 1 juz. And the Huffaz, they should recite 3 juz daily. Majority of it should be in Salat. If they are unable to do 3 juz, then 1.5 twice. If not 1.5, then 1.3 times. Or half 6 times. Or quarter 12 times. Learn quarter and recite it 11 times whilst walking, going to the shop, going to the factory. If not, then the minimum that the Huffaz need to recite is 1 juz. With the intention of taking it to 3 juz. All our pious predecessors, they would recite at least 1 manzil daily, and they would complete the whole Quran in 1 week. And the least they would recite is 3 juz per day, least. Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he was the student of the great Qari, Qari Fateh Muhammad Panipati Rahmatullahi Ali. And Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala was also a great Qari. In the science of Qira, we only know those Qurra who are good for our ears. No, these are very firm people. Great Qari, Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala. During his student days, those ulama who have graduated from madaris know the engagements whilst in the madrasa. During student days, he would recite 20 juz daily. 20 juz daily. Allahu Akbar. 20 juz daily. Nowadays people like me, we don't recite the Quran at all. Or maybe recite 1 juz, maybe half juz, maybe quarter juz, maybe recite 2 days. No Quran for 3 days. And when we are asked by whom? Asked by our own self. Why don't you recite the Quran? Iman questions us. Our conscience. When we are asked, what do we say? I'm very busy with hadith. Very busy with hadith. Very busy with service to the Ummah. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say that mutala, studying the books, he used to say mutala is chutney. He used to say mutala is chutney. Mutala is sauce. And sauce is no good without chicken and chips. So he used to say that amal is chicken and chips. And mutala is chutney. Nowadays mutala, I'm very busy with public, I'm very busy running Al Ihsan Academy, I'm very busy running Islamic Dawah Academy. No time for zikr, no time for tilawat. So were these people less busier than we are? Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala, very busy personality. One of the greatest luminaries that the subcontinent has seen, Hazrat bin Nuri Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Day and night, worry for the Ummah. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Sahib, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, I have directly heard from him. He says that a movement took place in Pakistan once, and we were engaged, very busy. And he said, a time came when my body gave up. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib. He says, a time came when my body gave up. And he says that I was young and Hazrat bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali was old. So he said, my body gave up. And it was the final day. Tomorrow was the decisive day. Tomorrow was the decisive day for the movement. So he said that we finished with Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah ta'ala. We finished late at night, early in the morning, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And he said, Hazrat bin Nuri rahmatullah ta'ala said to me, Mufti Taqi, you must be tired now. And tomorrow is the decisive day. We will have to work very hard from morning till evening. So you go and rest for a while. He said, we were sleeping in the same room. So he said that I went to relieve myself and to perform wuzu before going to sleep. And I said that I thought to myself that today Hazrat will not be able to complete his mamulat. Because he must be more tired than I am, because he is much older than me. So Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib says, I went to sleep. And he said, after two hours, my eyes opened. My eyes opened because somebody was crying in the room. Somebody was crying in the room. So he said, I looked around and he said, Hazrat bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi was in prostration crying for the success for tomorrow. He was asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had not gone to sleep. This is the spiritual strength that Allah grants the Ahlullah. So Hazrat bin Nuri rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that once I was invited in a city to give a lecture on Friday. And he said that I decided to go on Thursday and spend the night at my friend's house. So I performed my Fajr Salat in the local masjid. And I was to deliver the Jummah Khutbah in another masjid. So he said, I went to perform Fajr Salat, and after Fajr Salat, I was sitting in the masjid and it occurred to me that I should recite the Quran for a while. So he said, I began reciting the Quran. Where I was sat after the Fajr Salat, I recited the first juz, then the second juz, then the third juz, then the fourth juz. I reached the 10th juz, the 15th juz, the 20th juz, 25th juz, 26th juz. I completed reciting 26 juz in one gathering in the same place. And he said that because I had to leave to deliver the khutbah before the Jummah Salat into a masjid in another locality, I had to leave. If I did not have to go to that masjid, I would have completed the Quran in the masjid before the Jummah Salat. So we need to learn to recite the Quran correctly. Number two, we need to recite the Quran as much as possible in the home, in the masjid. Barakah will spread, my friends. Barakah will spread throughout the world. And Allah will change the condition of the ummah. And number three, we need to sit in the company of the ulama in the durus-e Quran. Each masjid should have at least one program of durus-e Quran per week. At least one program. And we should all try together. We should all try to encourage other people also and participate and learn the message of the Quran. And we should practice the message of the Quran. We should practice. We should practice. And we should pass on the message to as many people as possible. Woh zamane mein muazzaz the, Muslima hokar, hum khar huye tarike Quran hokar. We are humiliated today throughout the world because we have left Quran on one side. And the Sahaba-e-Kiram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, they were honorable in the eyes of the whole world. Why? Because they were Muslims. And who is a Muslim? Muslim is he who submits his will to the will of Allah. And how can you submit your will to the will of Allah when you don't know the will of Allah? We will only know the will of Allah if we know the message of the Quran. But we don't know the will of Allah. So if we don't know the will of Allah, how can we submit to the will of Allah? So they had understood the Quran, they had understood the will of the Quran, and then they had submitted to the will of Quran. So they became muazzaz. Woh zamane mein muazzaz the, Muslima hokar, hum khar huye tarike Quran hokar. So my friends, this is my message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah to Al-Ihsan Academy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill through his treasures the worldly and the spiritual both needs of this institute. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah to all the ulama and the mashayikh and the huffaz and the muftiyan kiram and all my brothers and the young friends and the sisters who have come today. May Allah ta'ala take us all from here with the barakat of the Quran and with the zeal to connect ourselves to the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the Quran to the memory of the boys who will be completing today until they breathe their last.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightened their hearts with the ulum and the ma'arif of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorn their lives with the talimat of the Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them the beacon light for the whole ummah and for the whole world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the khair of this world and the khair of the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill our needs and fulfill the needs of all our associates and fulfill the needs of all those people who have requested us to make dua for them and who expect us to make dua for them. And may Allah fulfill the needs of the whole ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل قبله وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين
والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزح منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زينا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تنسنا مكرا ولا تنسنا ذكرا ولا تهتك عنا سترا ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن دعاء لا يسمع. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم انا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الاعداء. اللهم استر عوراتنا وامن روعاتنا واحفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا. ونعوذ بأذمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم واخرجنا من الظلمات الى النور. اللهم اغفر لنا واختر لنا ويسر لنا امورنا والهمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. اللهم اجعل خير اعمالنا خواتيمها وخير اعمالنا اواخرها وخير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الاسلام واهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا ينتهي ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في اعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم انا نسالك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر الى وجهك والشوق الى لقائك. اللهم اهدنا بفضلك فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا واسلم عنا شر ما قضيت. فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك. انه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تبارك ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب اليك وصلى الله على النبي الامي. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والف بين قلوبهم واصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم انكر اخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تسقطهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الاقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم امنه مطمئنه وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم انا نسالك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اعز وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقران العظيم
واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا، وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين، رحمك أكرمك معاملة فرما، يسر سهولتك معاملة فرما، أقوى عافيتك معاملة فرما، بدر عنايتك معاملة فرما، حفظ أمانك معاملة فرما، أمسك جناحك معاف فرما. يا رب الراحمين أمسك جناحك معاف فرما. يا رب الراحمين أمسك جناحك معاف فرما. يا رب الراحمين هم خطا كار ہیں، ہم سیاہ کار ہیں، ہم گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں. اے رب الراحمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین گناہوں کی تیری نفنا فرمانی کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما دے. الہ العالمین تیری اطاعت تیری فرما برداری کی رغبت ہمارے دلوں میں پیدا فرما دے. اے رب الراحمین تیری مرضیات پر چلنے والا بنا دے، تیری نامرضیات سے بچنے والا بنا دے. اے رب الراحمین اے رب الراحمین اے رب الراحمین، رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما، رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یا رب الراحمین شیطان اور نفس کے چنگل سے ہمیں نجات عطا فرما. یا رب الراحمین ان کے مکائد سے، ان کے مکر و فریب سے ہماری عبادت فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے ظاہر کی اصلاح فرما، ہمارے باطن کی اصلاح فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے اعمال کو درست کر دے. یا رب الراحمین ہمارے قلوب کو، الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو فضائل سے آراستہ فرما، خصائل سے آراستہ فرما، رضائل سے پاک فرما، رضائل سے پاک فرما، اخلاق رذیلہ سے ہمیں نجات عطا فرما. یا رب الراحمین یا رب الراحمین ہر قسم کے فتنوں سے، ہر قسم کے شرور سے ہماری عبادت فرما. یا رب الراحمین ہمیں اپنی محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اپنا عشق کامل نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی کامل محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی سچی پکی اتباع کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی سنتوں سے محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین آپ کی سنتوں سے محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کی سنتوں سے محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین آپ کی شریعت سے محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین تیرے دین سے محبت عطا فرما، قرآن سے محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین حدیثوں سے، سنتوں سے محبت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین علم دین سے محبت عطا فرما، علم نبوت سے محبت عطا فرما. یا رب العالمین علم دین سے سرفراز فرما، علم دین سے سرفراز فرما. الہ العالمین عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما، عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما، عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں ہماری نسلوں کو علمائے ربانی میں شامل فرما، فقہا میں شامل فرما، وقوم المحدثین مبصرین میں شامل فرما، اولیاء امت میں صدیقین میں شامل فرما. یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین، ہم بڑے گنہگار ہیں، بڑے خطاکار ہیں. الہ العالمین غیر مستحق ہیں. الہ العالمین الہ العالمین ہمارے پاس تیرے دربار میں پیش کرنے کے لیے کوئی پونجی نہیں ہے. اے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ، ہم تیرے رحم و کرم کے بھروسے سے تم سے سوال کر رہے ہیں. اگر تو نے میرا مقدر نہ بدلا بتا، پھر یہ کامل نظر کس لیے ہے؟ اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لوٹ جائے، یہ در کس لیے ہے؟ یہ گھر کس لیے ہے؟ الہ العالمین نظر کرم فرما دے، نظر کرم فرما دے، نظر کرم فرما دے. الہ العالمین پورے مجمعے پر رحمتوں کو نازل فرما، برکتوں کو نازل فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے قلوب کو ہدایت سے مشرف فرما، ہمارے قلوب کو تیری محبت کی آواز کا بنا دے. یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین، تیرے لیے جینے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین تیرے لیے چلنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین تیرے لیے کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین تیرے نام پر سب کچھ کرنے والا بنا دے. یا رب العالمین اپنا تعلق کے ساتھ رسید فرما، الى العالمين بغیر مجاہد ہو کے بغیر ریاست ہو کے الى العالمین تو نے اپنے بڑے بڑے انبیاء کو ریاست اور مجاہدوں کے نتیجے میں میری محبت عطا فرمائی تھی الى العالمین
سب کو قبول کر لے، جتنے پڑھیں گے سب کو قبول کر لے،
الى العالمين يعني اساتذه ملتزمين اور الى العالمين رضا کاروں کی اس کے خلوص میں ان کے علوم میں ان کے فیوز میں برکت دیتا فرما ان کے اتباع اور اختیار میں برکت دیتا فرما الى العالمين پورے عالم کی ہدایت کے لیے پورے قبول فرما دے یا رب العالمین پورے عالم میں قرآنی علوم کے حدیثی علوم کے سلوکی علوم کے عام ہونے کے لیے قبول فرما دے یا رب العالمین ہمارے آخرت کے ان بچوں کو نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے یا رب العالمین تاکہ یہاں میں تیار ہوئے کسی سارے کو آباد فرما دے اس کی جملہ ضروریات کا لوگ سے انتظام فرما العالمین اپنے خزانے کی طرف سے اس کی تمام ضرورتیں پوری فرما لوگوں کے قلوب کو اس کی طرح متوجہ فرما دے مشائخ کے اور علماء کے قلوب کو متوجہ فرما دے اہل سر اہل نظر کے قلوب کو متوجہ فرما دے یا رب العالمین بچوں کو ہم سب کو اسلاف کے طریقے پر چلنے والا بنا دے اسلاف کے طریقے پر چلنے والا بنا دے یا رب العالمین سبب صالحین کے طریق کو اپنانے والا بنا دے اس طریق کو پورے عالم میں عام کرنے کا جذبہ نصیب فرما دے یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا رب العالمین یا جتنے حاضرین ہیں میں میرے بھائی بہن الہی عالمین سب کو میں یہاں قبول فرما سب کی جملہ ضروریات کا دیر سے انتظام فرما سب کی حاجتیں پوری فرما الہی عالمین اس سجمے میں جو علماء جو مشاہد جو مدرسین تشریف فرمائے الہی عالمین ان کے آنے کو قبول فرما ان کی برکتوں سے ہمیں اور ادارے کو مستمیل فرما الہی عالمین ان کے ٹھنڈے میٹھے سائے کو تازہ تعین فرما ان کے علوم اور فیوز میں برکت پیدا فرما الہی عالمین ان کے فیوز اور علوم کو خوب عام فرما الہی عالمین امت پہ ان سے مستفید فرما یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین یا رب الرحیمین مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما دے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما دے ہمارے مشائخ کی ہمارے اساتذہ کی مغفرت فرما دے ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما دے الہی عالمین ان میں جو زندہ ہے ان کی عمروں میں برکت پیدا فرما ان کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما الہی عالمین ان کی توجہات کا ہمیں برکت بنا دے ان کے دعاؤں کا مورد بنا دے الہی عالمین ان کو عزت پہنچا دے دے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا رب الرحیمین ان پر اپنی درجات عطا فرما الہی عالمین ان کے قلوب میں اگر انتباہ سے تکبر ختم فرما یا رب الرحیمین ختم فرما یا رب الرحیمین جو انتقال کر چکے ہیں انہیں ہماری طرف سے جزائے خیر عطا فرما الہی عالمین رب کے درجات مقام صدیقیت کی سربراہ فرما یا رب الرحیمین ان کے مشن کو آگے لے کر چلنے والا ہم سب کو بنا دے الہی عالمین ہم سب کو صلاحیتیں عطا فرما صالحیتیں عطا فرما قابلیتیں عطا فرما مقبولیتیں عطا فرما الہی عالمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما الہی عالمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے جو ہم سے متوقع ہے جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں محبت رکھتے ہیں خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ ہمارے اساتذہ ہمارے مشائخ ہمارے محبین محسنین دوست احباب الہی عالمین سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما اور الہی عالمین سب کو دنیاوی اخروی خیرات عطا فرما یا رب العالمین اس ادارے کے جتنے محسنین ہیں اس ادارے کے جتنے معاونین ہیں الہی عالمین سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما الہی عالمین دنیاوی اخروی برکات سے مالا مال فرما یا رب العالمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مانگی ہوئی ہر خیر عطا فرما جن شرور سے پناہ مانگی تھی ان شرور سے پناہ عطا فرما الہی عالمین جو مانگنا وہ بھی عطا فرما جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما محاذ لطف و کرم سے اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے توفیق ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين. Yeah.